Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Oh, gracious and almighty Heavenly Father, again we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with the blessing. Pray, Heavenly Father, for our pastor going through the hour of bereavement. There's nothing new to us because you told us these things don't be. But give him strength. Not only him, but all who going through the hour. Our time gonna be one day. But thank God for Jesus who fixed things for us. And you told us it's far better to be with the Lord than to be here. Thank you for salvation. And Heavenly Father, now let me say what you want me to say. And clear my mind so I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the power of the name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Amen. To our pastor and his absent, we praying for him. And to these preachers, Brother McCoy, and to officers, and to all of my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, it's just good to be here. I heard one pastor say, it's good to be anywhere. I said, no, I'm with her. Oh, Lord. I'm glad to be here. Hello. It's good to be among the living. Good to be here. I know y'all haven't seen me up here in a long time. But what I love about Pastor Royce is he don't play preaching.
Amen.
He doesn't play preaching. He's going to tell it just like the old folks at Teals. And I mean that. And I thank God for him. If he wasn't, I wouldn't be here. Always remember this. I told you, when a man talk about Jesus, ain't nobody else to talk about. Yeah, y'all know how to treat your wife. Read the Bible yourself. Y'all know how to treat your husband. Read the Bible yourself. Know how to treat your children. If you need a spanking, spank is behind. The Bible said don't spare the rod. Did you say it? The Bible said that. Now, I just want to say that and get that over with. We pray for our pastor. Ain't going to be long. Y'all know I don't preach long. I just preach till I get through. John 3:16. Everybody ought to know it. And for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Let me see that. God so loved us that he gave us heaven best. He could have sent Gabriel. Could have sent Michael. One of the angels. But he sent heaven best. In the return, he want heaven best. But we give God our leftovers until we get sick. And then holler, oh Lord. Oh, Lord, you know my heart. Lord, so that means they ain't come there because I know your heart. You always going to need Jesus. Don't you never get in a point where you think you ain't going to need Jesus. He the one woke us up this morning. And if we get up from here, it's going to be him. We don't give him the just that belongs to him. Bless this holy name. And I want you to turn just for a moment to John 3:16. Everybody know it. But for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. A life that keep on living.
That's right.
Everybody gonna keep on what?
Yeah.
Hell or what?
Yeah.
See, hell or hell. But Jesus come to keep it from going where? The hell.
That's right.
That's when we need who? Jesus.
Amen.
Hell can't hold him.
Yeah.
He went there for us. If he went for me, well, what in hell I want? He took my place. Not because I'm so good, but because the love of God. He loved us so until God gave us heaven best. But we won't give God our leftovers. Might as well say amen now. Got old. I heard a lot of folks say, I don't got old now. I'm going serve the Lord. I say, you better go and get in somebody way who want to serve the Lord. A lot of us, we wear ourselves out with the devil. Now you can't hardly walk, creeping to church. Now. Young folk trying to tell them something. Well, I'm older than you, but you don't know nothing, though. You know how to shoot dice and go to the barroom, but you don't know nothing about Jesus.
That's right.
Just Jesus.
Yeah.
For God so loved the world, he gave up heaven best.
That's right.
Just Jesus.
Well,
when you got him, you got heaven best. I want y'all to think. I'm not in no hurry now. I ain't gonna preach long as I used to preach now, but I'm just trying to get you to see a point. Take this in.
That's right.
You got heaven best.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing in heaven better than Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when we want to give Jesus some, notice we go to the end of our pocketbook and get the least. But he gave it to you.
That's right.
And he told us to pay our tithes and our what?
Amen.
Now, if I ask y'all to raise your hand, I want you to lie. I ain't going to tell you. Don't get scared. But I'm going to say it. But did you pay your tithes and offering? Everybody, throw your hands up. No, put your hands up now. Don't worry about it. I don't want you to lie in church. You know, just don't. He told us to bring our tithes and our offering. We can't pay God off for what he done for us. But we got to keep the lights on. We got to pay the janitor. We got to pay the musician. We got to pay the pastor. Is that right, Willie? I call her, you know. I'm going to put the lean on it sometime. I just say, yeah. But God is a good dog.
Yeah, that's right.
Just Jesus.
That's right.
All we need. Just Jesus. And my brothers and sisters, Jesus is the most important person in the Bible.
Yeah,
the most important person in the Bible about his Father.
Yeah.
God gave him all power.
That's right.
Not some, but all. All means ain't no more.
That's right.
We can't do nothing without Jesus.
Yeah.
And I find out since I've been a preacher pastor years ago, so many of us are ashamed of him.
That's right.
For what he done for you.
Yeah.
Getting around certain folks, you want to put him in your back pocket.
Yeah.
Want to hide it.
Yeah.
Until the doctor say you ain't going to get well.
Right.
Now you want to pull him out.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. You know my heart.
Yeah.
The Lord said, that reason ain't there because I know your heart.
Right.
He wants us to let the world know that you're not ashamed of him. But what he done for us. He was ashamed to go to hell and keep us from going. Folks don't realize that. Jesus went to hell for us. H-E-L-L. To keep us from going. But what in hell I want? He went there for me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Somebody in here right now ain't saved.
That's right. That's right.
You're right, sir.
Right now. Mm-hmm. I put my life on it. I'm just going to church. That's not salvation.
Amen.
Don't let the devil deceive you. Just going to church. The devil be at church every Sunday.
Yeah.
He in here right now.
Yeah.
Paul said, every time I want to do good, evil is always present.
That's right.
I ain't calling nobody on devil. I said, he in here.
Right.
Well, you lifting up the name of Jesus, the devil there.
Yeah.
Why, Reverend Walker, he want to get your mind off of one somebody.
That's right.
And that's Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody right now think about what I'm going to do when I leave him.
Yeah.
I'll be glad when he get through. I wish Reverend Roy was there. Reverend Walker preach your hour. I ain't going to preach no hour, but don't get scared. I had a reason to preach your hour. What, Reverend Walker? I was on radio for an hour. And didn't have to pay for it. The gospel was so sweet, they just preached. Come on, Reverend, just preach. Don't know how to get over. When you preach Jesus, doors open for you. When you preach Jesus, your enemy got to be still. When you preach Jesus, the devil can't harm you. That's what my thought is. Just Jesus. You don't need doctor nobody, just Jesus.
Amen.
You don't need a lawyer nobody, just Jesus.
Yeah.
I know we got a lawyer here, you don't need him, but he's a good fella, but you don't need him.
Yes, sir.
I'm just playing with you, boy. May God bless you. You're a good fella, but God bless you. Jesus is all that we need. God Almighty, to go back home to God. This not our home. Nathaniel Pippin, this not our home. This earth is not our home, brother lawyer. We didn't come from here.
That's right. That's right.
Preach up. Preach.
We came from two worlds, heaven and earth. Our soul came from heaven, out of God. Everybody got some God in them. Our body come out of dirt, the dust of the ground. That means you got the beige. Cough the dust. If you don't bathe, you're going to stink. We came out of dust. God got dust and made us. Somebody said, well, I'm going to bet. Well, you ain't going to bet nobody else now. You still dust. And as I say, I don't mean no harm. If you don't bathe, you're going to stink. It's just that simple. And my brother and sister, Jesus is the most important person in this Bible. Besides his Father, and his Father's name is not in here. Jesus is. And we want to see the Father. You got to get straight with the Son first. You don't know how the Father look. It's all about Jesus. He put all power in his hand. Ain't no more power nowhere. Jesus got all power. Ain't no more nowhere. Everything recognize the name Jesus but man. But Lord, you know, don't wake up. Go sleep on me now. But Lord, you wake him up there. You know. I went to preach today, and I wasn't at the funny store. Mark Fisher funny store. I was the living funny. I had just a dining room chair, and something had happened to one of them. And I, boss man told me, run out there, William. And I ran out there, and when I got there, time I got out the truck, but Walker, help come the dog. God knows I'm not lying. It's been many years ago now. I wasn't about to be no preacher, but help come the dog come running straight at me. Time I got to the back to get the chair, he come out of the from the depth of my heart. I said, Jesus, Jesus. That dog turned around. God knows him now. Watch this. I'm not through yet. Put his chair between his legs.
How?
I'm a Jesus freak.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
We got to understand that one name been exalted above every name. And at that name, every knee got to bow to. If you ain't got no knees, you got to fall flat. Lord Almighty. There's something about the name. Jesus Christ. Lord Almighty. I am a Jesus freak. I told y'all, if you got them fighting her, y'all remember that years ago? You know, years ago, men used to beat women. Their wives. Years ago. They ain't doing it now because they're making more money than men's making now. I mean it. Y'all know it. Folks my age, you know it now. The whole little woman, you know, just beating on all the time. We not know I had to go talk to them. Beating on folks, you know. But God done fixed that thing. Number one, even when they shoot you right now. It ain't like it used to be. That's what all of us need. Who? Jesus. He's a heart fixer. He's a mind regulator. What I used to do, I don't do that no more. You know, you used to sing the song from him. I don't do what I used to do. Who? Y'all remember that? Nate Stanley, you know you remember that now. I know. But we don't sing them old hymns like that no more. Folks get the moaning in the church. These young folks don't know about no moaning. Because when they got here, they had silver shoes on their feet when they was born, you know. But some of us come the hard way. The hard way. But just Jesus, all you need to make it through anywhere. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. God can fix it where you can go through anything if you put him first. God Almighty. And that's all you need, just Jesus in a world like this. He is the best thing that ever happened to mankind. Jesus is the person of the Bible. That's right. He's the Word of God. Think about it now. Let that soak in. We missed that. I got my Bible. But God Word. We miss it. God Word. God Almighty. God Word. Don't be afraid to use God Word. I promise you right now, from the depth of my heart, if you mean business and somebody come at you, make sure you haven't done nothing now. God knows I'm not lying. Try it and see. It's something about the name. He has been exalted above every name. I don't care what name you call. If you mean business, it got to stand still. For there's something about the name Jesus. We take him too lightly. Listen to what he said. It's been exalted. It have been exalted. Think what I'm saying. Above every name. Think about it. Let it soak in. Every name you can come up with, God exalted it above every name. And at the name. Every knee got to what? Now, experienced it from the depths of my heart. I wasn't a preacher. All I know, I hollered Jesus when that dog could come at me. God knows I'm not lying, the lawyer. I was delivering some furniture. My pastor, I had this window dining room chair. Something happened to a dining room chair from a lady had got, and we had to keep one. I just swapped it out. But that dog come running at me. I mean, time I got to the back of the church, I said, Jesus, Jesus. I said it two times. That dog turned around, put his tail between his legs, and went back in that yard. Something about the name.
Yes, sir.
I said something about the name. Y'all know I told y'all. Y'all got them on fighting husband. Call on Jesus. Back in them days, they were beating on women, but they don't beat them now because they're making more money than men. Something about their name. I'm still preaching. Something you need to know. Something about the name. And my brother and sister, he is a long-suffering God. He put up with us. He put up with me. He could have been killed me. I done some things God could have knocked me off my feet. But I thank him for his mercy. I thank him for his grace. I thank you for that long suffering. I thank you for putting up with me. Always remember, you don't slip and do nothing. God already knows what you're going to do before you started doing it.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, when you get up in the morning, you all say, Lord, thank you.
Thank
you. For watching over me last night. Because so many folks didn't get up this morning. And so I'm looking at somebody right now. Didn't even say, Lord, I thank you for last night's rest. Don't throw your hands up. Oh, no, 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 no. I mean it. I got a lot of human in me, but buddy, always when you get up in the morning, did you not know somebody about 1,000 in the world didn't get up this morning? Living, betting, we living. We can't tempt God. In a way, I'm going to do good. And I know God. Don't talk that kind of talk.
A lot of folk done good, but they had to go through their trials and their tests.
That's right.
The devil and God still talking.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Job, you let me get a hold of Job. That's what the devil said. You let me get a hold to Job. He's around here bragging on you and all that kind of stuff. But you let me get a hold to Job, I'll make him crush you to your face.
Mama.
God, they're doing the same thing. The devil doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Let me get a hold to Job. I'll get a hold to Job. I'll make him crush you. Let me get a hold to Jimmy. I'll make him. He's doing the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
What we supposed to do, Reverend Walker? Pray all that time. And where the Bible says that men ought to always sing and men ought to always do this. But he said men ought to always what?
Pray.
Why? Because we need Jesus.
Right. Yes, sir.
Wait a minute now. Let me say something about that. I'm going to let you go in a minute. Watch this. Don't get on your knees, huh? Lord, you know my heart. Now you covering this now. I want a new car. I need a new pair of shoes. I want this and want that. That's not praying to him. You're praying to him, but God, just like this. Let me tell you how to get something from God. Let me tell you how to get something from God. Not covetousness. Because I saw somebody else with something.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll supply your area.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, sir.
Not your area.
Oh, yeah.
I know your what.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him what you need.
Yeah.
That's how you get things. I'm talking to Christians. I'm a sinner now. I'm talking about who met God. He'll supply your every what? The Bible said that. But he's able to do anything but what? Fail. If you ain't got it, he'll make the lawyer give you something. I ain't talking about you now, lawyer. He got all power in his hand. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. We take his name, Jesus, too lightly. Oh, he paid a debt for us that nobody else can pay. Don't get up in the morning and say, well, I believe I go on to church and get your lazy self up. You go everywhere else you want to go. He the one rocked you to sleep last night. He the one gonna wake you up this morning. He the one got you still breathing. Don't take him too lightly. We take Jesus too lightly.
Yeah, right,
help somebody coming in the world. But preacher, telling us he got all power. All means ain't no more nowhere.
Right.
I got all power in my hand.
Right.
That's the one, Brother McLean. Wake up, McLean. That's the one, McLean. Y'all know you don't go to sleep on me. I'm going to wake you up. I call your name. You tell them folks I don't study this gospel, you go on and sneak up. He longs suffering with us. He put up with us. That's enough right there. We do all kind of sinning, ask for forgiveness, he'll forgive you, but yet still he get tired of it sometimes. He'll break your leg or something, put you in the hospital, he'll stop you when he get ready. Don't tempt the Lord thy God. All of us come short of his glory. Do all you can to live for him. He's nothing to play with. Yeah. Play with little what's your little dog name? Whatever his name is. Play with him. Play with your little cat and things. But don't play with Jesus.
Right.
He's nothing to play with. Many of us don't know how important Jesus is to man life.
Right.
We take Jesus too lightly.
Right. Right.
For what he have already done for us.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm 86 years old. And so many I can call names that I come up with won't answer. It's the same thing about you. So many you come up with calling names now and what won't answer. Why? They gone.
Right.
We have done so much good.
That's right.
That we present.
Amen.
But by the grace and the mercy of God, that's the reason we here. That we ought not to be ashamed and lift up his name. What God really need with me? Nothing. Need nothing. God can do without everybody in here. The whole world, he doesn't need nothing from nobody. I'm going on to church and I know folk may need me. I dare you to die. Old folks are double dog, dare you to die. Somebody already to take your place.
Amen.
You don't see God like you see men.
That's right.
God got all power in his hand. God ain't nowhere rubbing his head, wondering what they doing. He already know before you got up this morning, before I got up. The Bible said he knows his work from the beginning to the ending. He ain't stretching his head nowhere. Wonder where I'm going. He already there when I get there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just about through. If you, watch this now, just will remove the common, simple, everyday name Jesus out of the Bible, it'd just be a history book with no life for our soul. That's how important he is. We take him too lightly. Get that simple country everyday name. See, when we name our children now, you got to learn how to spell it. No, I said, learn how to spell it. And watch this, y'all. I'll be through a minute. Watch this. And then time some. You had to learn how to spell. You name your child, Jah, whatever his name is. And time somebody pronounced it wrong. My child ain't no name then. Well, what is name then? You had to learn it yourself. And get mad at somebody else pronounce it wrong. I don't been with it. I don't talk to folks. My child name don't name yet. What's your name in there? Yeah. I don't know about no yeah. Give me that. But watch Jesus. Y'all got to watch the Bible. Watch the Bible. Walk a look at this. Here God's son got all power. The Bible said all. Then. That means no more, right? All power in his what? And he got one of the simple names that everybody won't have no problem with. Jesus. And brother lawyer, in time somebody pronounce it wrong, my child name is not that. And you had to learn how to spell it yourself. You got to watch what you're doing sometimes. Sometimes you miss blessing because you're acting like that. Be humble. Bible says humble is the way. Lord of mine. Come, simple name, Jesus. J-E-S-U-S, Jesus. And my brothers and sisters,
yes, sir.
All animals have souls. Everything move have what? Soul. But not what? Living soul. Chicken don't want to die. cows don't want to die.
That's right.
Pigs, the hogs don't want to die.
Yeah.
But God says, all right.
That's right.
Because they don't have what? Living soul. We have what?
Living soul.
We can never stop what?
Living.
That's bringing Jesus come here.
Yes, sir.
He didn't come save no chickens and dogs and hogs and cows. No, he come to save souls. Living souls. Living soul means you can't never stop existing.
Yeah.
Everybody in here right now going to hell or going to heaven.
That's right. That's it.
Because you can't never stop dying. Mm-hmm. Can't never stop living.
Right.
We in the image and the likeness of God.
That's right.
Ducks and cows and hogs are not in the image and likeness of God.
That's right.
We the only one.
Yes, sir.
That means we got to have Jesus. He come to die to keep us from going to hell.
Yes, sir.
If you're not saved, you better get yourself saved.
Yes, sir.
Just come to church and not salvation.
Right.
The devil be at every meeting. Right? The devil in here right now somewhere. Paul said, every time I want to do good, evil is always present.
Amen.
I ain't calling nobody name. I said, the devil in here right now.
Yes, sir.
Ain't that right, devil? Yeah. We have living souls.
That's right. That's right.
God gave up his only son just for us
yes.
to come back to him. We came out of heaven, out of God. And the only way to get back, you got to go through Jesus.
That's right.
This is the reason God didn't send an angel here to face Satan. You see, it had to be somebody from heaven. God only saw Jesus Christ, the one who can defeat Satan. Satan got power.
That's right.
But God got all power. Satan came from heaven too. His name was Lucifer.
That's right.
He was back there with God.
Yeah.
God made him so pretty. The devil now. He wasn't the devil then. But God made Lucifer so pretty. And one day he looked at himself. And then he looked at God.
Yeah.
And then he said, shoot, I look about good as then. He finished at God. And the Bible says he left heaven like lightning.
Yeah.
Ain't that right, preacher?
Right.
He left. The Bible says he left heaven like lightning.
Right.
What happened? He got lifted up in what? Pride over his what? Beauty.
That's right. That's right.
Got to be careful. Because you got more than other folks. Think you better than everybody else. If you don't bathe, you'll stink too. Ain't that right?
That's right.
Gotta be very careful when God blessing you, but you're looking down on somebody. No, he said, help them if they need it. Because that same one that you're looking down on may have to pick you up.
Yes, sir. Preacher.
Ain't that right, Gabriel? Preach, Walker. Living soul. We live in soul. And my brother, this is the reason God didn't send an angel here to face Satan. It had to be someone from heaven. God's only son, Jesus Christ. Someone who can defeat Satan. Someone who can die when he wants. Stay dead as long as he wants to. And then get up when he feels like it. Satan can do nothing with him. Somebody can die when he wants. But if all that, if we were like that, all of us, won't nobody die, won't they, right? Holy grave, y'all won't have nobody go in it. Because nobody want to die. Just suppose if couldn't nobody die. The earth will be overpopulated. That will be. But we called it on ourselves. But God knows what he was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sin brought all this. And we haven't stopped yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Ain't
know little sin ain't no big sin. All sin is sin to God. That's a little sin. Show me, somebody show, tell me a little sin. What is a little sin? Sin is sin to God.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And one of the worst things in a church when folks hate one another.
That's right.
But listen, I'm finna go. I'm finna go. Y'all know I preach an hour. I'm on radio then. I'm quitting a few minutes. But you know, watch this. Hate is one of the worst things in a local church. Watch this. Here you hear. Call ourselves worshiping a holy and a righteous God and can't stand the one next to us.
That's right.
You might as well stay at home. It would have been better if you had. Because you got to give an account for that hate.
Yeah.
Sitting in church, hallelujah. The Holy Ghost has shut your mouth. We don't play with Jesus. You can play with the devil, but don't play with Jesus. He's nothing to play with. He real. But don't play with him.
That's right.
God Almighty, we ought to love one another.
That's right.
He even said, love folks who hate you, who despise you and call everything evil against you, but you just stay there and love him anyway. You'll get your blessing. Always remember, you're going to receive your blessing. God Almighty. That one thing about the devil, he can't keep a child of God down.
That's right.
Y'all hear what I said?
That's right.
We following Jesus, ain't that right?
That's right.
You can't keep him in the grave.
Yeah. Yeah.
He went to the grave, didn't he?
Yeah.
But he stayed there 3 days and three nights.
Amen.
No more preacher said, but early Sunday morning.
Yes,
it's something about Sunday. We all have our Sunday sometime. But early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand.
Yes, sir.
Handshake. Y'all might as well sit down. I ain't gonna hoop around here. Y'all can stand up all y'all want. He got all power. Think about it now. All power.
Yes, sir.
That means ain't no more nowhere.
Yes, sir.
I got all. That means you need Jesus. If you got Jesus, can't nobody harm you. That God allowed them to harm you. Don't be afraid to lift up his name. Because ain't no more power nowhere. One day, I'm going to can leave it. I tell you, the devil going to hell. He ain't in hell right now. God got another place for him. Called the lake of fire. Brimstone, day and night, morning and going, a place where you never consume.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not going to hell. What about you?
Yeah.
What about you? Ain't you glad that God don't fix it where I can miss hell, H-E-L-L? And the Bible said day and night folk down there right now moaning and groaning. I know preachers don't say much about hell, but it's still there. Right now, as I talk, folks going to hell right now.
Yes,
as I talk, folks going to heaven. When you leave here, you're going somewhere.
Amen.
Don't let the devil deceive you. When you leave this world, you're going to hell or heaven. Preachers don't say nothing about hell now, but it's still there.
Amen.
Talk about hell. Oh, everybody ain't going to heaven. Y'all hear what I said? Everybody, watch this. Let me get you straight. Just coming to a church is not the way to heaven.
All right.
You've got to hear truth.
Yeah.
And you can hear truth anywhere. But the church won't tell folk what? The truth.
Right.
We don't fool folk. You can't fool folk to heaven. No, you've got to be saved.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got to give your life not to the pastor, but to Jesus. Watch this now. I'm going to let you go. I know I asked you to take it. I won't let that plane. Oh, me saving now. They take Jesus so lightly. Jesus went to hell to keep me. You claim your own. I'm claiming mine. To keep me from going. Ain't nobody walking. I said to keep me. Now you got to claim to yourself. To keep me from going. I'm not going to hell. Why? Because he went to hell for me. Don't need both of us dying now. He went for me. What I'm going for. And the way it speaks down there, nothing but moaning and groaning day and night forever and ever. I ain't playing no dominoes or going playing cards to go to the ball game. Nothing but moaning and groaning day and night. And Jesus allowed somebody to get up. Let me go tell my brothers, don't come down here. That's the Bible. You know what he said? He told me, well, your brothers got to hear the preacher. Got to hear the prophet. You can take y'all and take us lightly all you want. When you once get there, ain't no way out. You're there forever and ever. Watch this now. Let it go. The devil, no, that's his home. Watch this now. Let it go. That's when God told us. Because the devil one time was in heaven.
Yeah.
I told you again. He was looking so pretty.
Yeah.
He looked at himself one day. Switch around now. Looked in the mirror. Said, shoot. I look about good than God. But the Bible said, Brother Lawyer, he left heaven like lightning. Watch this now. A third of heaven came with him. He says, tail drove a third of heaven with him. That means a third of them were agreeing with him. All that third in hell right now. With the devil. The devil in hell right now. But watch this devil call himself getting back at God. Because he kicked him out of heaven. He know that's his home. He know that's where he's going. He calls himself getting back at God. But that's his home, y'all. Nothing but demons moaning and groaning about himself day and night. How long? Forever. And when God, oh, I'm about to get happy now. But when God hung on the cross, he loved us so. Nails in his hand, in his feet, spilled him in his side. Something the two thorns pressed down on his head, blood running down his face. God wants to kill him. But he said, have mercy on him. And that's how the gospel got started. All of us deserve hell. That means Jesus told us, you got to be born again. Not your body, but your spirit. How you do that, Rebel? By believing on Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's not hard nowhere. I just, Rebel, do you believe? I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's how folk get saved. You ain't got to turn the flip. All that is just simply believing that he died for my sin. And I am accepting him as my Savior. And he said, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? Going to hell. Got to make it plain to folks. I go to church. The devil go to church. You hear him right now? I mean it. I ain't calling nobody on devil now. If you think it, that's your business. But I'm trying to say, he in here everywhere they lift up the name of Jesus, the devil there. Because Jesus asked this guy, where are you going? Jesus asked him, the devil right there. He said, where are you going, Satan? I'm going to and fro. Up and down in the earth, seeing who I can defile. Where they having service, the devil right there somewhere.
That's right.
Now, anybody need Jesus?
Uh-huh.
Ask your question to say.
Yes, sir.
You ought to come right now.
Yes, sir.
You're going to die. All of us going to die. Don't think you're going to. See, you don't know when and don't know where, but you're going to die. I'm going to die. But some of us going to be caught up in the rapture.
Yeah. Yeah.
One day, those who be alive when he come back, the Bible says a voice going to sound. Come up here, old dog. And everybody that's saved gonna be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And the Bible says, so ever will be with the Lord. That crowd won't have to go by the graveyard. Chambers won't get that. Johnson won't get that body. It'll be caught up. We'll be changed. The Bible says we'll be changed in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye. To meet the Lord in the air. And so ever we'll be with the Lord. The more old folks you said, ain't no more sickness. Ain't no more dying. Nothing but peace and joy forever and ever. And watch this now. He says, when he do that, God Almighty, Satan gonna come on the tomb.
Yeah.
And Satan gonna tell us, ain't nobody here now, but saints, but sinners now. All the saints caught up. Y'all gonna have the Bible say it now. All the saints gone, nobody here but Satan and sinners. Both those sinners gonna wonder, what happened to all them folks? My mama gone. My sister gone. My neck don't there. I don't know what's wrong with her. Somebody could come on the scene and say they was caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And so ever we'll be with the Lord. That ain't it good to be saved, y'all. Don't let nobody talk you out for being saved. God got it so simple. He said, if a man turn the fifth five times, thou shalt be saved. If a man go five blocks and don't sit down, thou shalt be saved. If a man could cross the Jordan River without drowning, thou shalt be saved. He got it so simple. If a man believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? Hell. Let us all stand. Will there be another one? You better catch him while he on his way. He went to hell to keep us from going. Jesus went to hell to keep us from going. He stayed down there 3 days and three nights. But early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. And he's coming back again after his church. May God bless you.
Amen. 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 Thank God for Jesus. We have Brother Woodward coming to be baptized. I want to give a life to Christ. Amen. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Believe that he died for you? Want to give your life to him today? Bless it. Christ is the Son of God. I believe that he died for my sin. Did not say dead. I want to give my life to him. Thank God for saving my life. Say, I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. Well, next Sunday. Amen, amen. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Amen. We're going to have Pastor Meredith Walker to come and close out in his own way. We thank God for him. Give the Lord another hand clap of praise today. God is good, amen. Just Jesus, amen. Just simple, just Jesus. Thank God for him. We're going to come back.
Just remain standing. We're just going to just close out with a prayer. Gracious Father, we give you glory. We give you praise because you worthy to be praised. Thank you for being our Savior, who died for us that we may live with you forever. Thank you for the one who have just confessed your name. Give us strength and direct her life. We pray to God a special prayer for every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. Thank you for our pastor, wherever he may be right now. We lift him up before the throne of God. Bless him and his family and take him. Let him get to his destination safe and sound. See to him getting back here safe and sound. Bless his family. Thank you now for everything. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. Now may the grace of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us and forevermore. Let us all say amen.
Amen.